Blog Talk Radio.
A New Day show. And for those of you who did not sign on before, I want to say happy new year to you. And I am very excited about what 2010 has in store for each and every one of us. I have, of course, you are listening to Dynamic Daphne, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, and I am broadcasting out of New Milford this morning. I always pause because I never know where I'm broadcasting from, because that's one of the advantages with Blog Talk Radio. But this morning, I am in New Milford. I am extremely excited about my guest that's on this morning. This is actually her return to the show. So you all know nobody gets to return to the A New Day show unless they are super expert in their field. And this person that who I will bring on momentarily, it's one of those people. I want to remind you that the chat room is up and running. And also, please utilize the telephone to call in. And the number for that is 646-915-8166. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. Our first segment this morning will run from 10 until 11 thereabout, and we will be speaking with none other than the relationship diva herself, my friend and colleague out of Chicago, Miss Talia Stovall. Talia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Daphne. I am wonderful. And how are you?
I am blessed. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners.
Yes, we are so excited to have you back because we always have a good time when we get together.
We do.
You are just a special woman who is doing a lot of wonderful things in the lives of all the entrepreneurs. So I love you and commend you for the amazing job that you're doing, Talia.
Thank you, Daphne. I love you, too.
You're very welcome. Well, today we are going to be talking about some of the skills, if you may, or some of the nuggets or secrets, whatever label you want to put on them, or techniques that Talia has been utilizing over the years to advance her business as an entrepreneur. And when she and I had the conversation, and I said, my God, there are nothing new that she's talking about. However, too many people look on them and say, you know, those things are too simple. And they put them on the back burner or the side someplace. And she's just here to share with us today that we need to pick those things back up and use them in 2010. So, Talia, for those people who did not listen to you the first time and have not gone back on the archive, tell them a little bit about who Talia Stovall is, please.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about marketing today, I do have an MBA in marketing, and I was in corporate America for about 16 and a half years, and I followed my dream, my vision of being an author and speaker. And so for the last 5 years, I have been speaking and writing and doing workshops, and I also teach on the college level. So that's just a few different things. I do some business marketing workshops. I do relationship workshops, as you know, based on the book, and then also one based on communication that I have coming up shortly, vision board workshops, and then I teach public speaking at Columbia College in Chicago.
All right. So listen, guys, put your thing on pause and just go grab your pen and paper, because with that being said, you know that you are up for an amazing treat this morning. But before Talia and I get into conversation, I want to let you know that my second guest today will be the Money Smart guy himself, Matthew Sapola. And Matthew is also out of Chicago. So I was joking with Talia earlier on this morning that today on the show needs to be Chicago City Day. So I'm excited about having both my guests on. So, entrepreneur, small business owner, shoestring budget.
Right.
Marketing is the last word they want to use. How can this be a sweet word for them, Talia?
Well, and I'll tell you how I got into it, because I had no intention of doing workshops on small business marketing, but I love it, and it just comes naturally to me. I love marketing, and I think I'm just a natural marketer. So I would find that people would keep saying, when I was marketing my workshops and my book and different things like that, I would always get comments from people, I see you everywhere. What are you doing? Tell me what you're doing. How do you, you know, how are you getting your face and your voice out there? And I was on radio shows, and they'd see me, you know, if you Google me, there, you know, you just see pages and pages. So people were, how do you do that? And so I find that I'm working events, and other authors and speakers will say, wow, you're really how do you do that? And I'm thinking, how do I do what? I'm just, you know, I'm just being me.
You. Mm-hmm.
So I had someone ask me to do a workshop on marketing for authors. So I put together the workshop. Then I had somebody else ask me to do a workshop for small business owners. And I said, well, okay, well, and I'm thinking, well, what do I know about marketing? And then I thought, well, okay, well, you do have an MBA in marketing, and you are marketing yourself. So apparently people are seeing something that you're doing right. So I put together that workshop. I've done it a couple times. And it really, I found there are so many ways that people don't think about. There's some. I talk about three different types of marketing, and traditional internet and guerrilla. We'll get into that in a little bit after we go over some more of the basics. But there's so much that you can do that's either free or really inexpensive. I spend very little money. I had a publicist for a while, and I'm not saying that publicists are bad. I just didn't have the right one.
Exactly.
And so I decided I need to do this myself. So if you have a small budget, or you know, if you have a little bit of a budget, you can still do things in conjunction with a marketing person or a publicist to help them and add more value. But if you have a really small budget, there are so many things that you can do that are free or inexpensive that'll really, really get you out there and get people to know about your business.
So the first thing I picked up, you said visibility. Because when you are visible, people are going to be noticing and people are going to ask. So even when you were just being you, you were visible, and that stirred some dialogue with other people to ask you, well, how do you do this? Then you realize, oh, my God, what I'm doing is really special. And people are asking. So I think the first thing they need to write on their note is that they need to be visible. They cannot stay in their homes or in their office.
No. And just because you have a website, it's important to have one. Just because you have a website out there doesn't mean everybody's going to find it and come to it and buy your stuff. So
that's right.
You do have to be visible.
Yeah, it's after the visibility and they fall in love with you and they trust you, then they start typing in the search bar www.taliastovall.com. Because if they don't start loving you, they are not going to want to do business with you. So what? I don't care about her website. Her
right.
website is what she pays a webmaster to hype up anyway. But then when they come in love with you, they realize, my God, what's on the website? Oh, this is true. This describes her to a T. So I'm happy you said that, Talia, because that is very important.
Mm-hmm. So yes. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so I was just going to say, just to give a basic marketing lesson, and, you know, most of you probably know there's four P's they talk about in marketing. It's product, price, place, and then promotion. And a lot of times we forget about those others. We're going to focus on the promotional aspect today, but you still have to make sure that you've got the right product for your market. You're selling it at the right price, make the customer feel like it's a good deal while you're still making a profit. You're putting it in the right place, and we're going to talk some about that too, because that's part of your promotion, is also putting it in the right place. And then, but we're going to really hone in on what are some things that you can do to really promote you, that'll get you out there, and that'll get other people really to support you. You don't have to do it all by yourself. If you get a following, you're going to find that other people are going to jump right in and promote with you. So the first
exactly.
thing that you need to do is determine your target market. You know, a lot of times people think, I have this great product, or I have this great book, or I have this great service, and everybody should want it. But the world is not your target market, and you'll find
that's
that it's very much easier to fish in a small pond that's well-stocked than in the ocean. You can throw your rod out in the ocean, and there's a lot of fish out there, all types of fish, but you'll do a whole lot better if you're in a smaller pond, and you know that there's a lot of catfish in this pond, or there's a lot of
that's
trout,
right.
and they're right there, and that's my market, is the trout, so that's what I want to go after.
And you have to have the right bait, too.
Absolutely, and that's the product part. Absolutely.
That's right. That's
so,
right.
So, you know, you hear people, for example, I heard somebody who sells skincare, and you ask them, who's your target market? And anybody with skin. Well, anybody with skin is not your target market. Who are the both?
Right.
Because you're wasting your effort and your dollars if you're trying to market to the world. You've got to determine who are the people who are most likely, who's my ideal or my average customer, my typical customer. And then other people will buy. That's fine. You can take the other people's, you know, as clients too, but spend your money and your time where it's going to count. If you know that mostly women are going to buy skincare products, mostly of a certain age, maybe in their 30 to 50 range, and, you know, where do these people hang out? What do they like to do? What other kind of products do they buy? You know, is also the people who buy Tupperware and Body Magic, those people who like to look better, so maybe go to some of those events where people are buying those types of things, because they're going to be interested in skincare as well. So we want to make sure that we're focusing our time and our effort where it's going to count. You know, so that's kind of my first tip.
Right, right. So now that they find their target market, what are some pointers for really identifying their target market, Talia?
Well, like I would say, look at your typical customer. Who are they? You know, what's look? And there's so many different ways that you can do that. We're going to talk about market segmentation, because you have to know. You know, are these people who go to Starbucks every day? Are they people who work out at the health club? You know, you just want to know as much about your target market as you can, so you know where to find them.
Mm-hmm.
So we can talk about that in just a second. We talk about segmentation. But knowing who your customer is, and then the second thing is to know what your customers need. You know, now, you know, maybe someone wants to buy a car. But if you know your customer, you know who your target market is, you know whether they want to buy a Lexus or a Hyundai. You know, they both will get you where you want to go, but one is going to have a different feel. One's going to make you feel a certain way. So is your customer focused on, you know, how this product makes them feel, or are they focused on budget? So you have to know some things about your customer. I can go to, and I had, when I first started marketing my book, I would go to festivals. People would say, oh, come to my festival and bring your book, and there's going to be thousands of people. And I would wear myself out running from this event to that event and trying to get people in the crowd to come by. My book is a relationship book, and it mostly is going to be read by single Christian women. So wouldn't it make more sense for me to go to a singles conference or a Christian conference where they have sessions on, you know, rather than wearing myself out trying to sell to the world? So that's just what I want to get across. You really know who your customers are and what they need, so that you can go where they are. As a speaker, I speak on empowerment like you do, Daphne, and, mm-hmm. you know, finding your purpose and your passion in life. Mm-hmm. I could go, and a lot of speakers hang out in places. They go to conferences, speakers' conferences. Mm-hmm. Well, you're hanging out with a bunch of other speakers. Who's hiring you? Because they're trying to get the same engagements that you're trying to get. Wouldn't it make more sense to go to a conference where the event planners are so you can meet them? Because they're the ones who are going to hire you. You kind of know who your market is and where they...
Yeah, where to spend your dollars.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you got to know why they would buy from you. What makes
exactly.
you different?
Exactly.
You know, we don't compete on the basis of price. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to know what it is that makes us different, that sets us, our product or service, apart from the competition. And then this is just a high-level review, and we'll get into more of them later. How do you capture the attention of the people that you want to market to?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what tactics are going to make your product noticeable? Where are they? Are they on Facebook or are they, you know, not many people are going to, you know, from a billboard. You know, that's not probably the best use of your money when you think about, a lot of people think TV, radio. Again, you're marketing to the world. So you want to focus
exactly.
on those people that I'm looking for. Where are they going to be?
Exactly.
What's your budget? You know,
exactly.
you're going to spend some money. You don't have to mm-hmm. spend a lot, I've found.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to be able to spend some money on marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So think about how you're going to maximize those dollars.
I was listening to somebody's show the other day. I forget who it was. Mm-hmm. And the person on there was talking about social media marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he mentioned was about him going in to speak with a new client.
Mm-hmm.
And the client had spent a lot of money on a Yellow Page ad.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to the man, you got to call them and cancel it. That's a waste of your money.
Mm-hmm.
And the man looked at him and he simply said to the guy, when you want to go golfing, where do you look to find the best courses and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, I Google it. He said, good. I didn't tell you that, you told me.
Right.
So he said, what do you think your customers are doing and your clients?
Exactly.
Are they Googling? Are they going to the Yellow Pages?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that the man's mouth fell open.
Right.
Because it's the little things that we overlook. We want to go with tradition.
Right.
And we have to be abreast of the new trend and changes in our world. Because, yes, it's good to be in the Yellow Pages, but if nobody's turning the Yellow Pages,
mm-hmm.
what's it doing you?
Yeah,
you know, for some of us, it's good to go in the Penny Saver or the weekly ads in the newspaper. What good is it doing us? When was the last time in our career we made $50 from one of those ads? So
exactly.
You know, those are the things we need to ask. I just wanted to say that. Please continue, Talia.
Yeah, so excellent. So I went through the five questions that we're going to answer, and just to review those again, it's like we talked a little bit more about the first one. Who's your customer? What do your customers need? Why should they buy it from you? How do you get their attention? And what's your marketing budget? So we talked about the who is your customer and not casting your net so wide that you're missing, you know, sometimes we're so afraid of missing a sale that's why we say everybody, we run to sell to everybody. But if you have a charter fishing boat, there are a lot of charter fishing boat businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to distinguish yours.
Exactly.
You know, I focus on party tours, or I focus on fishing expeditions, or I focus on sightseeing or private events, whatever it is, you don't want to try to be everything to everybody, no matter what your product is.
That's right.
So,
and you know something, Talia? We
mm-hmm.
all do that.
Right.
When I started my show, and for those people who remember,
mm-hmm.
I did not focus on entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing entrepreneur, I was doing nonprofit, I was doing small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until my coach asked me, why are you serving everybody?
Right.
Why are you serving everybody? And I said, what do you mean? And he said to me, you're serving entrepreneurs, you're serving nonprofit, you're serving small business owner. Who is it you really want to serve?
Right.
And that was something I knew.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be everything to everybody. So I said, okay, he's not going to have to ask me a second time.
That's true.
So I just know who it is. And like there were some people that I had invited to be on the show who were from the nonprofit arena.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep giving me the runaround. And then when I realized what my focus was, I said, God, I thank you for allowing those people to be procrastinators, because they really weren't meant for my listeners.
Right.
So now I'm where I am with who I am. And it's like some people say, coming out of the woodwork. The experts in the arena of small business and entrepreneurship.
Right.
God is just has just divinely booked them for the show. You know, I know you have a busy schedule, and when I invite you to come back to share, you didn't say, no, I'm too busy.
No, not at all.
You have a passion for my target market.
Yes, and I love talking to you, Daphne.
Oh, thank you.
No, we always have a good time. But, yeah, so we were also talking about how you segment the market. You know, you look at several different things. You want people who are a market that's homogeneous enough so that there's enough similarity so that the same marketing effort is going to be effective for everybody. And you want them to be heterogeneous from other groups. They have to be distinctly different from other segments, because then you'd have to do a separate marketing plan. And just like you were talking about, small business versus, what you say, nonprofit. If you were trying to market your show and what you do to all of it, you'd have to have a different business plan for each one. So
right.
You don't want to have to do that much work. So think about geography. Where do your customers live? And it depends on what kind of business you have. I say some businesses are destinations and some, you know, are not. You know, for example, Disney World is a destination. People will travel to go to Disney World. People are not travel to go to a car dealership, you know, so they're going to buy from somebody who's right in their area. That's something that they can drive to. So think about the type of business you have and how you want to market it. How do people get to you? Don't try to market to people who are outside of your reach. So if you have something that they can buy off the internet, that's great. They don't have to come to you. Otherwise, you probably need to work with people who are, you know, geographically desirable for you. Demographically, think about the age, the gender, the ethnicity, the family size, where they are in their family life cycle. Are they single? Are they couple? Are they students? Are they married with children? Are they retired? We have to think of all of those things when we think about who is our product going to appeal to. Education level. Is this appeal to somebody with more education, less education? You know, are we marketing it as upscale or down? Everybody uses toilet tissue, but, you know, do I use the Walgreens brand or do I use Charmin? Or, you know, so think about the people who shop at Starbucks, for example. You know, they may have more upscale tastes, and you may have a more upscale product that you want to sell them. So you have to think about all those, occupation and household income. Do they own or do they rent? You know, do they live in an ethnically diverse area, language issues? Then you think about birds of a feather flock together. That term is called geodemography. It's kind of a hybrid between the demographics and the geographics. So a lot of you've heard the saying that birds of a feather flock together. So if you can
Seeks its own level, all of those.
Exactly.
Things.
So you may find that there are certain neighborhoods or there are certain stores or there are certain, you know, Whole Foods, Treasure Island, as opposed to, I don't know what stores you have there, but we have Jewel and Dominic's are kind of our mainstream stores. So, you know, people who like similar things tend to hang out in the same area. So you want to find out what these areas are, where the people are who like the types of things that you have to offer. Psychographic, what kind of activities and interests do they have? Their opinions, are they conservative Republicans? Are they liberal Democrats? What kind of values do they have? Are they personality-wise, are they risk-takers? Are they people who think for themselves? Or are they easily led? You think about the social dynamics, how they express themselves. You know, do they express themselves by buying the BMW? It may take them 10 years to pay it off, but, you know, is that important to them? Is image important to them? Or, you know, are they more basic where, you know, I don't need something that I can afford and pay it off and move forward? You have to know all of these things. What are their attitudes and beliefs? Are they environmentally conscious? Are they security conscious? All those types of things. You know, and it's not as hard to figure out as you think. That's but when you really sit down and do a marketing plan, this is just as important to have a marketing plan as it is to have a business plan. You want to just think through all of these types of things. And then the last type of segmentation measure that you look at is behavior-based. Mm-hmm. How do they act toward or feel about products or services that are not yours but are maybe similar in the same sphere, using the 80-20 rule. If somebody doesn't eat out at restaurants, you're wasting your time. If you have a restaurant, why try to market to somebody who doesn't go to a restaurant, somebody who eats fast food or eats at home? You're wasting your time and your money. So you need to watch the people's behavior. Know what they know. Are they already familiar with the types of products, and do they like these types of products that I already have to offer? If they already like it, it's so much easier to sell to them than to try to convince somebody. And how many times have you had discussions with people where, and I know you're very into purpose and vision, and, some people just aren't there. And you can spend a lot of time and frustrate yourself trying to convince somebody when you've got, most of your listeners are people who already feel passionate about that.
Exactly.
So you're meeting them where they are.
That's right. And I tell people all the time, Tilly, I said, please do not spend your time convincing somebody about the journey you're on. They will never understand it because the journey is not theirs. It is yours.
Great.
God have you on that path. People do not need to support you. You have to be obedient. And once you are obedient, eventually they're going to come running and supporting you. But don't spend your time convincing them, because it causes you to be burnt out, lose courage and faith in who you are.
Right.
So that's very important what you just said to Leah.
I
want to, please give me a minute. I want to remind the people to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. Whenever you have a question, you can call in and we will entertain your question. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Talia.
No, that's fine. And I was just saying, we talked about the internet. There are so many traditional ways that people would find information on their market, the Census Bureau and government agencies and all kinds of surveys and libraries. And now we can find so much out on the internet that is so easy, and we don't have to spend a lot of time and money. So, it's worth the time to put in to do a little bit of research.
Right. And for some entrepreneurs who are probably listening, who say, well, I'm not savvy with the computer, because there are still some people who are not. Trust me. If you have a teenager or a child, not only teenager, you have a child in your house, you tell that child what you want, and by the snip of your finger, they're going to have it for you.
Right.
It amazes me every day how efficient young people are on the internet. So use them up.
Right.
They will help you. Put them on as a part-time employee in your business. Mm-hmm. It's a tax write-off when they do the research for you.
Right.
That's where their allowance is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, they're going to be happy to help you.
Right. I'm going to kind of rush through some of the next sections because I really want us to get into some of the really specific things that we can do. And
yes.
So we talked about finding the target market, selecting your target market. We know there's a market for everything, right? People will buy pet rocks. They bought Chia Pets. So there is, as long as you find the people who are willing to buy it. And then we talked about a little bit about the unique selling proposition, or USP. Now that after you know who your market is, how do you get them to buy from you? So you want to look at the competition, and you want to figure out what sets you apart. And when I do the workshop, I do a whole exercise on how they develop their unique selling proposition. But we're not going to go through all that because we want to get to some things that people can walk away and start using.
They can come to the conference to get into the workshop. So.
Exactly. They sure can. And if you're in Chicago, you can come to a local workshop. We want to talk about some specific things. When people think about marketing and promotions, a lot of times the first thing you think about is advertising, but there are so many other different segments within marketing and promotions: market research, media planning, public relations, sales, branding. internet marketing, direct marketing, event marketing. There's so many different subsets. So we want to talk about some things that you can do right now today. You have a computer. I'm sure everybody does. One important thing is overall branding, and that's something I know you've had guests on your show who've talked about branding.
Yes, last week we had Ajay on, and he did
right.
a phenomenal job.
And that
job.
Is so important, you know, how people view you. But you got to integrate that message and that brand into everything that you do. Everything should have the same message, and I'm sure he talked about your logos, your colors, your slogan, your website, flyers, anything you do. My bookmarks, my cards, everything matches. I have the same color scheme. I have the same style. My newsletter, everything has the same colors.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you can do, and that's I'll talk about traditional, I'll talk about internet, and then we'll talk about just some guerrilla tactics.
Okay, we have 29 minutes in this segment.
Exactly. So traditional marketing, I'm just going to go through. I have several on the list, and I'll just mention some of them. If you want me to go deeper in some of them than I am, we can talk about it more. Sales promotions. Get people to enter contests. Give out samples. You know, a free T-shirt, a limited time. Do something for a limited time to make people think that they have to jump on this offer right away or that they're going to get something if they do it to simulate the buying. Giving samples away, depending on what your product is. You can give samples to people of influence, newspapers, magazines, radio stations, leaders of organizations, bookstores, people who can get you more sales. Do classes, workshops, speaking engagements. That's one thing I do. If I'm doing a speaking engagement, I'm going to sell a whole lot more books than if I'm just in a booth somewhere trying to sell
them.
Because once people hear more about your product, then they're going to want it.
That's right.
If you're an author, you may want to contact some book clubs, some libraries. If you're a speaker, chambers of commerce, some special interest groups. You could even talk to schools and companies. Any organizations that would be interested in your topic, you start off by offering to speak for free.
Mm-hmm.
You can, if you have products, you can always sell them. Or you can have them at your business location. If a restaurant has cooking classes, you know, a hardware store can have a workshop on how to install a faucet, you know, for they invite their customers. And that brings the customers in. They're going to probably buy something while they're there, or they're going to probably come back later to get something because they're going to remember what you did for them. So be willing to give something away.
That's right. So that means the plumber can go to the hardware and even the carpenter and give some tips about doing that, and now they becomes an expert.
Exactly.
Not only a carpenter or a plumber, but an expert in that area. How amazing. Yes.
And it didn't cost them anything. And
that's right.
Picked up some extra customers.
That's right.
I mentioned events and festivals. And when I hardly ever pay to have a booth at an event or a festival. I still go to some. Sometimes if people say you can come and sell your book at this booth for free or if it's really inexpensive. But I found that rather than getting a booth, sometimes I will go to an event and just work the crowd, and I'll pass out flyers and talk to people. And, you know, it works. I've heard people go into train stations. When my book first came out, I'd talk to people anywhere, on the bus stop, on the train station.
Because you're looking for visibility.
Exactly. But you can piggyback on things that fit your product. You can sell tickets.
Exactly.
Like, for example, if there are businesses in your area that want to increase their visibility, they could volunteer to sell tickets for your Vision Weekend at their location. That draws people into their store because they're coming there to get tickets for your event. And while they're there, they get to know about the store as well. Radio and TV interviews like we're doing now. People, especially with a lot of the local TV channels, they rebroadcast and rebroadcast. And I have people telling me, oh, I saw you on TV. And I'm thinking, okay, I haven't taped anything in a long time.
Yeah, because we go to different cities. For example, I'm in Connecticut. My cable TV show, my show also air out in St. Louis, Missouri. So my guests are getting great visibility.
Exactly. So you want to make sure when you're on a TV show or radio show that you're providing value to the listener. It's not about you. It's about what they need to hear, something that will help them, and then they're going to know you're the expert that they can go back to if they need some more help in this subject.
I also want to piggyback on something you mentioned about booth space and festivals and all of that. If you are in the crafts business or the jewelry business, those things are great for you.
Oh, my gosh, they are. You're right. You are right.
But please, if it's not our evil food, but if it's any of the other things, festivals and things like that, it's not for you.
All right.
I wanted to point that out.
You're absolutely right. It's hard to sell a book at a festival when people are looking at jewelry and art and, yeah, all those other things that make them feel and look good. Yeah, you're right. Those are the types that they do very well.
I learned a $650 lesson on that one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Going,
now, if it's less
going to a fair, paying that amount of money, I sold one book for $19.99.
Right.
From somebody who knew me.
Right. Now, if it's less expensive, I might do it sometimes just for the visibility, because then people next time, they're, oh, yeah, I saw you at such and such. But, you know, that's worth something, too. But, yeah, for those kind of prices, you don't want to go unless you have the right something that's going to have mass appeal.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Direct mail is another one. Yeah, it's old-fashioned, but it can still work. You see that people are still doing, you still get the credit card solicitations in the mail. So obviously that does still work because they're still doing it. So you can send people flyers and postcards in the mail, but you have to target it. You don't just send it to everybody in the zip code. You want to make sure you're targeting it to the people who are most likely to buy. So that'll increase your success rate. Another's networking. I went to an event last night. Go to events where you can meet people who can help you and who you can help. And that's what we always have to think about. A lot of people think about networking as they just go up and they shove their flyer or their business card in somebody's face. That's not networking.
That's
advertising.
Pushing.
Exactly.
Pushing.
Pushing. Yeah, and I know you feel strongly about that.
Oh, man. You know that's a pet peeve of mine, because I think people go to these events and they are focusing on how many cards I can get rid of.
Right.
And trust me, ain't nobody reading those cards.
No, they're not.
We only read the cards if we are interested in what you tell us.
Right. And it's much better to build just two or three relationships than get rid of 50 business cards for people who aren't going to.
Exactly. Because you know what? When I go to events and I get the cards, after our conversation, I put letters of the alphabets on my card. An A plus card means somebody I can add value to now. And then it goes down and down. So if you're on an O or an N, means there's nothing I can do for you. You did not touch me enough for me to want to go out there and tell somebody about your business.
Right.
Natalia, when we go out, we don't have those thousands of cards with us.
Mm-mm.
What we have is a retention of the imprint you gave us about you and your business. That's what we walk around with in our minds.
Right.
So it has to be there for us to be able to tell people about you in order to add value to you with networking with you. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The next one I have is expos and conferences. I mentioned that a little earlier. You know, find the ones that serve your niche market. You know, again, you know, it doesn't do me any good to go to a conference with a bunch of other speakers. Yeah, I want to go to a conference with people who are interested in what I'm talking about or people who hire speakers. So pick your expos and conferences carefully. It just so happened I went to a networking event last night, and it was great conversation. I didn't go with the intention of getting customers, and unfortunately I couldn't stay the whole time, but the people were talking about, they were all talking about, you know, vision, you know, their future and goals and how to make their goals. So it was right the exact space. And I realized this organization is a perfect market for me because they're looking for the kinds of things I provide. So you have to look for those kind of conferences and events to go to, not just go places where everybody else is trying to, you know, and I've been to other networking events where everybody just wants you to buy from them. They don't take the time to find out what you have.
Exactly.
So,
I told somebody the other day,
not
that I don't love your organization, but I say I don't need to pay to have lunch with a bunch of people.
Right.
I want to pay to be at a place where I can add value.
Right.
So, you know, we got to know that, yes, people will invite you because they need the membership fee. They don't necessarily care about whether your business grew or not. And it's a shame, but that's the way it is for some people.
Right. Exactly. The next one is ads, and you have to be very careful with this because, you know, what is your target market watch or what do they read? You know, mm-hmm. if you can do TV, it's very expensive. It would need to be very repetitive in order for people to really see it, and yet they say it takes, I don't know, is it 9 times at least? I know it's at least that number for people mm-hmm. to really hear about your product, your business before they buy. So that is really very expensive. Radio is less expensive, and it can be a little more targeted because you can target stations and shows that meet your target market more. You can mm-hmm. use local celebrities, but again, it needs to be repetitive. Newspapers mm-hmm. are good for quick response, and it's less mm-hmm. expensive, but it has a short lifespan. Newspapers mm-hmm. were on one day, and then it's mm-hmm. gone. Mm-hmm. Magazines, you can focus on magazines that reach your target market, mm-hmm. but that can be kind of expensive. But so
oh,
if you
yes.
do that, make sure that it's the right magazine that your target market is reading.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talia, I want mm-hmm. to keep you abreast of time. We have 19 minutes remaining in this segment, and we will continue speaking until Matthew calls in. However,
okay.
I know there are some other component other than
mm-hmm.
the part for marketing
right.
that has helped you.
Mm-hmm.
I want us, unless you have two more other important points in there, because I also want to give you time to mention about the impact that the Vision community has on your
Mm-hmm.
your business as an entrepreneur. So give us two more points in here.
Oh, boy, two more. Okay, well.
How many more do you have?
I have several. I'm going to just do a few of the good ones. One is I'll say use
yes.
your. One I'm going to say quickly is use your personal network. People who know you and know what you do. Don't discount your friends and your family and people who have bought from you before.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage them. Let them know what you need. So that they can
okay.
help you to market. And then those are all traditional methods. Let's talk about internet marketing just a little bit. We know
okay,
a website
well,
is important.
Do what's beneficial to you because maybe you want to put less time in the Vision community and more
mm-hmm.
time into this. So go ahead.
Okay. So just quickly some ways to market on the internet. Everybody knows the importance of a website, so I won't go into detail on that. But just, you know, if you're in business, you need to have a website.
Right.
Blogs, I'm sure your customers, your clients and listeners are familiar with blogs. Blogging is a great way to get the word out. Podcasting, which is audio files that you're delivering via the internet. Email lists, when it's important when you attend an event to meet new people, get their email addresses, get their information so that you can stay in touch with them. You can use Constant Contact, AWeber, all of those too. And I have a monthly newsletter, and I found I get a lot of good feedback every time I send out the newsletter. People say that it's inspiring, encouraging. I've watched to see where people are going on the links. You know, are they going to my workshops? Are they going to, you know, various products that I offer, links I put other people, if I refer them to someone else to do something, are they going there? So it's very important to build your email list and to be able to do your e-blasts and newsletters. Put articles out on the internet. You find that a lot of people come to my website just because they saw an article that I had either in somebody else's newsletter or in an online magazine. There are a lot of sites, eZine articles, articlemarketer.com. There are a lot of places where you can post articles. People are looking for content. They're looking for articles on subjects. Social media. I can't say enough how important
yeah.
that is. If you have a business, do not be afraid of Facebook, of LinkedIn, of Twitter. People worry about, you know, your information being out there and being too transparent. People can only see what you put out there.
Exactly.
So put
exactly.
what, if you have a business, you need to get out there and be connected to people on the social media. A lot of people who have come to my workshops have been people who, and I usually ask people how they heard about it, just so I'll know.
That's
some
fine.
Say newsletter, some say Facebook, some say LinkedIn, but these work. My coach I got because I met her, I saw a posting she had on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met her. So business mm-hmm. relationships are built on social media. So don't be afraid
right.
of that.
That's right.
Let's see. So those are most of the ones I want to. Oh, YouTube.
You have 16 minutes, so you can use that 16 minutes
okay.
whichever way you desire.
All right, great. So YouTube is a great way. Videos, put them out there. You can link them to your website, your Facebook, you know, and so that just helps the people see you and how you interact and really hear it from you. Teleseminars. Daphne just helped us last week with a teleseminar on the Vision Board community, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit. Endorsements and testimonials, people that you know who are well thought of, who can endorse your product. You want to make sure that you put that forward so people can know. webcasts and webinars. It's a live meeting conducted on the Internet. All of these things are free. You know, teleseminars, the webcasts, the YouTube, all of those things are things that you can do free that get your business out. And the last subset is guerrilla marketing that we'll just touch on very briefly. Think about how people capture the enemy, guerrilla warriors. They sneak up on them. You do something unexpected. So in the marketing, we ambush our customers with promotional content, places they may not expect it. You've seen people drive around with the magnetic signs on the side of their car. It looks hokey, but you read it and you see who they are. You know, rent a flag on a golf course. You know, wear a T-shirt. I have a T-shirt with my book cover on it that I may wear if I'm at a festival or something. So
right.
Find out ways that you can kind of catch people off guard. Burger King does that very well. They would sneak and put a Burger King T-shirt on Ronald McDonald or, you know, things like that that people don't expect to get a laugh, but you create a buzz and it gets people's attention.
Yes.
So I'm not going to talk too much on that because we do want to move and talk about some of the other things.
Yeah, we have 14 minutes.
Okay, so let's talk about, you want to talk about the vision board community and maybe some of the other kinds of things that I'm getting into
days. It is up to you.
Okay, wonderful.
If you have other more important points.
Mm-hmm.
On what you're talking about, you can continue. I know the vision board was something new that you got into, and it's really impacting a lot of entrepreneurs and so. But if you don't want to do that today, we can always come back and do that. You can continue with what you're doing.
Well, that's true. I mean, I think I hit the high points. There are, you know, a few more examples mixed in there, but I think I hit the high points. And
okay.
I would like to share with your listeners the Vision Board community. And if they want to listen more, actually, Daphne will be conducting an interview with us on the 24th of this month, January 24th. We're going to have a teleseminar at 5 o'clock p.m. Central, which is 6
Eastern.
Are
you in the chat room?
No, I'm not. And actually, I don't see.
Okay.
I'm trying to see how to get in there. But I'll just tell them.
All right. Just announce it because then it will be on the archive as well.
We have a blog, which we just kind of put out there. We're going to work on that some more this weekend, and it's going to be a better website. But it's visionboardcommunity.com. And it will give all the information on the call in the dial-in number and everything for that show. And also we have a fan page on Facebook, so I know everybody's on Facebook, so it's called Vision Board Community. So I ask you to connect with us there. We have over 300 fans. We launched it at the beginning of the year. And we have information on the teleseminar. We have information on a vision board workshop that we're doing on January 30th. Here in Chicago. So if any of your listeners are in Chicago, we'd love to have you come out. It's a 3-hour workshop, Saturday, January 30th from 2 to 5 p.m. And we will be talking about the importance of vision boarding. And actually, we bring all the supplies. It's a lot of fun. You don't have to do anything but bring your creativity. And if you have any special pictures that you've cut out that you want to put on your vision board, we provide everything, free parking, food, and we have a ball. So we would love for you to come out, but even if you're not in Chicago or if you don't do a vision board, we still would love for you to join the vision board community because what we do is we share with each other what our goals are, our updates on our progress. So it's just a community of like-minded people where we can all come together and we can encourage each other, we can share successes, we can find out how we can support each other because a lot of times there might be a goal or vision that somebody has and they're struggling to do it, and there might be somebody else says, oh, well, I know somebody who can do that for you, or I know somebody who can help you with that, or I can help you. So we want to be able to share with each other so that we can support each other.
Mm-hmm. Give the contact information for that again and the date.
The date
went a little fast. So yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. The date of the workshop is January 30th, which is a Saturday, from 2 to 5 p.m. in Chicago. The date of the teleseminar is January 24th, which is a Sunday, and that's 5 Central, it's 6 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And the dial-in number, I will actually pull it up, and I'll give it to you by the end of the show, but it's also available on our the visionboardcommunity.com, and I'm going to look for it right now. Also, I have coming up, here's the account, the number right now, so I'll give it to you. The dial-in number is 712-451-6000. The access code is 105-4978 and then pound sign. 105 4978 pound. And also, I just wanted to mention, coming up, if people are in the Chicago market, I also do relationship workshops, and we've talked about the book that I have, and I do some workshops based on the book. I'm partnering up with someone else to do a workshop on communication in relationships, and it's called That's Not What I Meant, Effective Communication. So sometimes men and women do not necessarily speak the same language and understand each other clearly. So we're doing a workshop. It's for couples, it's for singles, for anybody who wants to improve the way they interact and relate to. And it can be in a romantic relationship. It could even be family, friends, coworkers. But we do know that men and women don't always speak in a language that the other can understand. So it's going to be very interactive, and we're going to have, you know, make part of it a game. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And that is going to be at a place called Aromatic Sensations, which is located at 6540 South Cottage in Chicago.
Good. And so, I know when that book is ready, you're going to come back here to launch it. So.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we're going to be excited about that. Talia, we have 9 minutes remaining. Would you please give your personal contact information, how people can get in touch with you if they are looking for you to help them with some marketing and all the wonderful things that you are involved with?
Okay, well, if you're looking for marketing tips, if you're looking for a speaker to talk about empowerment or relationships, if you're looking to join the Vision Board community, or if you'd like to sign up for my newsletter, it's called Empowered To, and every month there's a different focus. So it's Empowered to Grow, Empowered to Build, Empowered to, you know.
Great information.
Exactly. So thank you. So you can go to www.TaliaStovall.com, and it's spelled TaliaStovall. So TaliaStovall.com. You can email me at Talia@TaliaStovall.com.
Mm-hmm. We have 8 minutes remaining, but you and I, we can continue in conversation until Matthew calls in, and I want to introduce you to him as well. But I want to take this time to ask you to wrap up our conversation, and if there are any points you want to highlight, Talia. And I want to thank you again for investing in my listeners.
Oh, absolutely. I love to do this kind of thing, because I found out recently, I kind of stumbled into my purpose, and I always like to encourage people to find theirs. But I also do life purpose coaching, and there's an assessment tool that I use. It's called The Call. And so when I took the assessment myself, it told me that my top spiritual gifts were teaching and encouraging. And I said, well, gee, that's what I'm doing now. But I had to figure it out.
Might as well get paid to do it, huh?
Exactly. So I think it's great when people can, you know, and that's another thing. If people want to find out more about The Call and how it really, really does give you information about you, it measures your personality, your interests, your gifts, and your aptitudes. And looks at the total person. Like, you know, I shouldn't have been an engineering major for 3 years, but I was, because, you know, people were only looking at the fact that I was good in math and science. They weren't taking other aspects. So I just always like to encourage people to find out what it really is that you're passionate about, because when it comes to marketing, it's not going to be a chore to market. People have tried to get me to sell other things, and people try to get me into the multi-level marketing.
I can't
get excited. Oh, everything, oh, my gosh. Because you have a network, and so they say, oh, you can.
And that's what they're interested in, just your network. They're not interested in your net worth after that, you know?
And I can't get excited about selling something that does not appeal to me, but I can get excited about selling something that I believe in and that I'm passionate about. So if you're passionate about whatever your business is, you're going to be able to sell it with much more authenticity than if you're trying to push somebody else's product that, you know, just to make some money. So first of all, get into your passion. Find out what it is that you really get excited about doing, and then utilize some of the tips. And if anybody wants any more ideas, you can, you know, or wasn't clear on something, you can email me or whatever, and I'll be happy to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. And plus, I want to let the listeners know, too, that Talia is one of the speakers at the Vision Conference.
Yes.
That is coming up April the 22nd through the 25th. So.
I know, and I was talking to somebody about that this morning. I said, I got to get my ticket to go out there.
Yes, and it's going to be a wonderful time. So You know, people can come there. They can get autograph copy of your book. They can get picture with you. Mm-hmm. And I know that I'm going to be doing coaching session there too. And I know a lot of the speakers
mm-hmm.
are going to be, make themselves available, because we're going to be there at the hotel. And anybody want one-on-one coaching session, I think we can have a special conference rate for the people who want. So instead of them going to hang out in the bar, they can spend time investing
in themselves. Absolutely. We're saying the same thing. But, you know, and I think about, and that's a mindset that we really have to shift from, because
yes.
I, even when I talk to people about the call and I tell them about the assessment and how and what you learn from it and how you can really use it to tap into the going into the right career or ministry or purpose, and people get all excited, and then I, you know, they find out there's a cost to it. They don't, well, you know, but then you think,
yes.
how much do you spend? It, mm-hmm. if you're in school, you know, and because it's great for students, but if you're in school, how much does a credit hour cost? And if
that's
you're
right.
spending your money on the wrong classes, or
that's
if you're
right.
spending your time in the wrong job, yeah, it's worth the investment in yourself. And we have to think
exactly.
more about what we're investing. That's why the weekend I told you that I'm going this weekend for an
right.
intensive 2.5-day session.
That's
it's
right.
costing a lot of money. But I have to invest in myself. Yeah.
You have to invest in you, and you have to invest in your clients, because
exactly.
the investment that you put in you turns over to your clients. So
absolutely.
It's not just you are going to begin to attract the right people. And it amazes me how many adult people do not have a library card where they can go to the library, get free tapes and books to read.
Yes,
but
yes.
They're definitely not investing in themselves, and then
mm-hmm.
they wonder, why is my business not growing?
Right, or why am I not growing personally, or why
exactly.
do I not have the things in my life that I want? And you sit around
exactly.
wishing something to happen, but we've got to, you know, we got to be ready for what's coming. If you, you know,
right.
whether it's a relationship or whether it's a business or whatever, if we're not ready for what God's ready to do in our lives, we can't
exactly.
have those things yet, because we'll mess them up.
Because it's in our readiness that we create and attract what it is that we
exactly.
are deserving. Because
exactly.
that's why people sit down and opportunities pass them by, because they're in la-la land
mm-hmm.
wondering, oh, when is this going to happen? Why
right.
is John doing this? And why is Tom doing that? And poor little me not doing
right.
nothing. Yeah, look at those people and see how much money they invest in themselves. There
mm-hmm.
are different things. They have a mentor. They
right.
have a coach. They have people.
Mastermind groups, accountability mm-hmm. partners, all those
exactly.
things.
Exactly. All those
mm-hmm.
things are what help us as entrepreneurs to catapult. And this is why I'm so excited about what this year has to offer us. Because I went to an event this past Saturday with my graphic, my print design person. And I was talking to this other woman, and she said to her, you better listen to her, because she's not going to stop talking to you about that thing until you do it, she says. I used to be so quiet when I met her at a conference, and now she has pulled me out of my shell.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
when we see something in other people, we need to help elevate them. And
right.
that's what networking is all about, and adding value.
Absolutely.
It's not about giving you my business card, but how comfortable do I feel calling somebody else and say, you know, Talia Stovall is a person out in Chicago that you can talk to about that. You know, she adds value to what you're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. So
well,
I would just like to encourage everybody, go to the Vision Conference, join the Vision Board community on our blog or on the Facebook page, and I will see you in April at the conference the weekend.
Yes.
I'm just excited about it all.
Yes, I am so thankful. I just want to piggyback on something. I have a Vision Board, and we used to call it collage. Some people still do it.
Collage, treasure map. It goes by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to live in New York, and my goal was to have a home on a dead-end road.
Mm-hmm.
And my house is on a dead-end cul-de-sac road.
Mm-hmm.
And
what?
I was looking at my old vision board the other day, and I said, you know, the one thing I didn't put on my vision board is that I want a large turnaround. Yes,
mm-hmm.
the house is at the end of the street, but we have no turnaround.
Mm.
So what I put there's what I got.
Right, right.
You know. So
that's true.
We need to be clear on what it is we are asking for.
True.
So I'm waiting on Matthew to call in, and I want to thank you, Talia, for spending time investing in my listeners this morning. And I know we will be talking, but I want you to just hang on a little bit if your time allow you to do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I had my workout. I had my breakfast. You know, it's an hour early in Chicago. You know, so I got up and did everything early so that I could be ready to hang out with you and your listeners. I am having a wonderful time.
You are the second person that made me feel bad about the workout. Yesterday, I was speaking with somebody, and then he said, oh, you just caught me in time. I just finished in the gym. And here you are again rubbing it in. So I need to start and do something.
I just started back this week, Daphne, and let me let you know why I got up and did it this morning, because I've been dragged the last couple of days. It's like I had to force myself onto the treadmill. I haven't gotten to the health club yet, but I've gotten to my treadmill.
Well, that's
last night, I was at the networking event that I mentioned, and there were like two guys and two women who coordinate that organization. And one of the guys was saying he's a runner, and he said he found that he had to, in order to force himself to do it every day, he had to put his workout clothes by the foot of his bed every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that would help. But then the other guy said, no, I'm even worse. He said, I sleep in my workout clothes.
Oh, my God.
So that may be a bit much. But
we do what we have to do.
But we do what we have to do. And he said, that way I have no excuse when I get up in the morning to go and work out. And I said, okay, I can do this.
You know something, just to piggyback on Vision Board, I remember years ago when I used to be a Mary Kay sales director.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
I was Mary Kay too.
Girl, we
still use
talk
it.
About that I still use the product.
I do too.
We got to go back and talk about that at another time. I didn't know So, went to Career Conference. You know those good old Career Conference?
Mm-hmm. That is an awesome conference.
Spring. And went into this class. And this one of the national sales director, I don't remember if it was Royal Crown or which one of them, was teaching about people who needed a husband. And you need to visualize the husband you want.
Right.
And what one of the things the person spoke about was going out, buying the pants his size, the shirt his size, and putting under the mattress on the side of the bed that you want him to sleep on.
Wow.
So it's a long time we've been doing visioning, and it was amazing. And the next year when we went back, a few people had identified their soulmates.
Wow.
Based on that, and they came back, and I said, well, the men's store sold a lot of clothes.
They did. And this is another thing I heard somebody say about that is, you know, a lot of times single women tend to, you know, we'll have our computer and some papers and different things on that other side of the bed, things that we're working on. They say, clear off that side of the bed because there's no room.
Oh, yes. No, now we know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm one of those people because I have my pad there. Because you know how it is sometimes in the night you get a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And then you turn over.
And right.
I grab my journal or my pad and you write it and you're going right back to sleep.
Right.
I tell people, you can write in the dark.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You know, do what it is that you need to do. So I am waiting on Mr. Matthew to call in. Mr. Sapola, if you're listening, you need to call in. It's 3 minutes after 11. We need to get on. But in the meantime, I'm still in conversation here with you didn't mention the name of your book. You talk about
I sure did. The book, I have a book and an ebook. The book is called Crossing the Threshold, Opening Your Door to Successful Relationships. It's on my website. It's on Amazon and BN.com. It's in some bookstores, but not a lot. And the ebook is called 150 Important Questions You Should Ask Before You Say I Do, and that's downloadable from my website. The book is $14.99. The ebook is $10. And that ebook just goes through like a different phases of relationship, even before you get in a relationship. And then once you get in, you know, as it gets more and more serious, what are the types of questions that you should ask? Mm-hmm. So, and the book is about the mindsets that we have in relationships that cause us to repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And that doormat mentality, the door prize mentality, and how do we develop ourselves into the doorbell, which is the person that
everybody wants to be doorbell. Yeah.
Exactly. So I would love for you to check those out, too. And like I said, I do workshops and speaking engagements on the subject. So I would love to get to know your listeners.
And if they go to their bookstore and ask for it and it's not there,
they can
make a special request to have them there. Because this is how we get the things that we need in our community stores.
Mm-hmm.
We need to ask for it. I know I was on with, Miller. What's her name again? I can't believe. Pepper Miller.
Oh, Pepper, that's my friend.
And she was talking about, she said, can you imagine a sister can't even get a chocolate lip pencil in her store? So she went in and she wrote to the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yes, they don't have a full store of what she desire.
Right.
But at least they have a section.
Mm-hmm.
When she goes, she can get. So we need to not complain, not stop going to the stores, but we need to say what it is we require. And don't be afraid to write these things down.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate with the stores and let them know what it is we are looking for.
And that's such a good life lesson, not just
the
stores, but communicate what you want, period.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
you know, not only God is listening, people are listening. I may say something in conversation, and you may say, I can help you with that, you know. So always communicate what you want and make it visible. Do
All
a vision
right,
board.
Ain't nobody psychic and reading.
Exactly.
Your mind. We are not mind readers.
No.
And neither is the community. No.
Right, right.
So I know we're still waiting on Matthew here. What time you people in Chicago wake up?
Some earlier than others. We are an hour ahead, so I'm hoping he was clear on the time. He does know.
Yes, I think
right?
I had. I did say Eastern Standard Time. I did put that in his in the reminder to him. And I tweeted it this morning again, so I hope he saw that. However, there's a lot of things that you and I can speak about until he comes on.
Absolutely.
And I know that you're also a professor at the college level.
Yes.
Teaching marketing. Public speaking.
Well, I taught marketing. I've taught marketing and communications and public speaking. But I just had to say, you mentioned that, and we talk about the dreams and the visions we have for our lives. That was one thing that I always wanted to do. I was in corporate America, and I always said, you know, I want to teach on the college level. And I didn't know how it was going to happen, but it's just something that I always wanted to do. And when I started on my own and I got involved in National Speakers Association and did some training with Les Brown and different, you know, and I said I still had that desire. And for some reason, it all came to me. I didn't go out looking for any of these. One of the schools, Dominican University, was looking for somebody to teach. I ended up teaching corporate communications and organizational behavior there, but they came to the organization and they were looking for instructors. And so I submitted my resume, got that. I was Columbia, the same thing. They came to the organization looking for instructors, and I submitted my resume, got that. Indiana University, I was one of my church members was looking for, wanted me to come and speak to a class of hers, so she got my resume, took it back, you know, asking if they could bring me in as a speaker, and they called me and said, well, we need somebody to teach marketing. Can you do that?
Right.
So, you know,
something.
A lot of times these things, you really, really do have to keep in focus what the goals are and the things that you want. I always knew I wanted to write a book. You know, it's like there's just certain things that I always knew that I wanted to do, and they do come to fruition if you keep focused and keep them out there. So that's why I believe so much. I have a personal vision board, and I have a business vision board. So I have a picture a vision of what I want to happen in my business, but I also have a vision of what I want to happen, you know, in all areas of my personal life. So
exactly.
I've got, you know, I think about a third of the book of the board is travel, but, you know.
Yeah, and that's all right, too, because once, you know, the universe is extremely generous.
Yes.
Once we are clear on what it is we want to do, what we want to attract, and we put it out there, God rewards us.
He does.
He's not dangling a carrot in front of us. He rewards us.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us what it is he knows we deserve. But
and
a lot of times we are not getting it because we don't care. We are
right.
not clear on what we want. It's like people will be talking about getting more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask them, well, how much money you want? A lot.
Right.
And I said, well, what's a lot of money?
Right.
Because to a person that has 25 cents, and if they get $25, that's
mm-hmm.
a lot of money.
Right.
So we need to stipulate
mm-hmm.
what description, how we, you know, categorize what it is we are saying. So, and this is why now I think 2010, I think we're going to be having it down in the archives as the vision year.
Mm-hmm.
Because people understand that this year they cannot be pointing fingers at the government.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot be pointing fingers at their spouses.
Right.
They cannot be pointing fingers at their pets and their neighbors. They got to take personal responsibility for where they want to go.
Absolutely.
You know?
My pastor said the other Sunday, I think it was this past Sunday, God blesses action, not ideas.
Exactly.
We got to do something.
Oh, Lord, if I was there, I would give him a high five because I have some friends, I love them dearly.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past 7 years, they had ideas about something they want to do. But, I'm waiting on the Lord.
Right. And he's waiting on you to do something.
I said to them, why are you waiting? The Lord already gave you the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you waiting?
Right.
Step out.
Move forward in it, and it'll either open a door or close it. But you need to be moving.
Because you're sitting down getting stagnant, and he is like patting the palm of his foot on the floor saying, when is Daphne going to start? I'm
right.
ready for the next thing. When is she going to start?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting down waiting on him. So people need to take action. Action is going to be very, very important.
Definitely.
In this area.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heaven. Are you on your computer, Talia?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Would you just Google Matthew Sapola for me? Because I didn't write his phone number down.
Okay.
And maybe you could email him and ask him to call into the show.
Okay, yeah, I was just thinking about this.
Matthew, S-S-A-P-A-U-L-A. And MatthewSapola.com, I think he is. And he's the money smart guy. So I think he overslept.
Okay.
So I thank you for doing that. So for those of you who are still listening, waiting to have Matthew Sapola. He's the host of the Matthew Sapola Money Smart Show in Chicago. And now my guest, Ms. Talia Stovall, who is also in Chicago, is going to Google him for me or tweet
mm-hmm.
him or something. God bless some social
okay.
media.
Okay, and you know what I found? Yes, I found a phone number, not
yes.
an email address. So what I'm going to do is I'm
going to
put you on hold for a second, and I'm going
to
yes. call and check.
Yes, ask him
I'll
to
be
call
right back.
And give
okay.
him the calling number, too. Thank you so much.
Okay.
You see how, this is wonderful. I just appreciate Talia for doing this for me. And we are just here waiting on Matthew to call in. And we just met a couple days ago because he also have a radio show. And I was listening to his show, and he was there talking about being a good steward of what God gives you. And he is a financial planner. And so I invited him to come on the show this morning so he can help us small business people and entrepreneurs on how to grow our business from God's perspective, because God is there wanting to help us grow our businesses, and we are just sitting down and settling for mediocrity. So that is some of the things that Matthew and I will be speaking about this morning. He was supposed to be on from 11 until 11:45 because he has an appointment. So at least I think we'll be able to get maybe 40 minutes of conversation in before he has to go. So we'll be talking about, hopefully when he calls in, we will be talking about some of the spiritual practices that we can do in which to grow our businesses, attract clients and customers, and to serve them in an honest, moral, and reputable way. So, again, my next guest will be Matthew Sapola, and he is known as the Money Smart Guy, and he is out of Chicago. So, again, you are listening to the A New Day show, and our focus is on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business owners. And while I wait for Matthew to call in, I want to tell you about an event coming up on April the 22nd through the 25th, and it is a vision conference. We have some of the most amazing experts in the field of entrepreneurship to join the faculty there. And within the next 2 weeks, we should be able to confirm all our speakers. And right now, however, we had early bird registration, which started on January the 11th, and that is going to run through April the 13th. So you can go on there and register for the Vision Conference, which will take place in Connecticut at the Crown Plaza, 1284 Strongtown Road in Southbury, Connecticut. You can call the hotel directly and book your hotel room. You can go on the, if you are on Facebook or Twitter or any of them, you'll see you can register at Vision Conference 2010 on Eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com. And we will be having a banquet on the Saturday night, and we are going to be having just a wonderful, wonderful time. I think Talia is back.
I am, yes. I wasn't able to reach anyone directly. I left a message, but no one answered at the number.
Okay. Yes, I was just giving an update about... The conference, the vision. Oh, did you see extension 111?
No, it didn't say extension 111.
Oh, should have told you that.
Okay, I'll try it again then.
Yeah, extension 111, and then it's going to go into him.
Okay, hold on, I'll try it again.
Yes, so the vision conference is geared towards entrepreneurs, small business owners. It will help us to have a clearer vision of our purpose in life. And then, after we have that clear vision, it will help us to accomplish our goals. Because too many of us have goals drafted on the paper for years. Some people even go as far as making New Year's resolutions. And nothing is happening, and this is why people keep blaming this and blaming that for not growing or achieving your goals. So at this conference, we are going to be speaking on different topics that can help you to get clarity about what it is you were called to do, what your business is about, how to attract your clients, how to retain your clients, how to service your clients. I have one of the speakers out of New York City. This is a gentleman who started his business in his basement, and now 19 years later, he has a thriving business where he's servicing overseas company and all of that. So he's going to be there to share his story. We are going to be working on vision board, like Talia mentioned about. So you will have hands-on practice on creating your vision board, and you'll be able to leave the conference with a vision board to keep you on track, so when you get back the next year, you can share some stories about how the vision board kept you on focus to achieve your goals. Talia, are you back? Okay, so Talia.
Just 1 second, Daphne. I'm leaving a message again.
Okay. All right, so we are praying that you will be able to join us at the Vision Conference and that we can help to invest in your business and to help you grow. All the speakers are people who have grown their business, who have done exactly the things that we will be sharing with you. For those of you who don't know me, you'll get an opportunity to hear my story and what has propelled me into my calling, passion, and purpose. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So, here we are again. Thank you for doing that little piece of administrative work, Ms. Talia.
Oh, no problem.
So
yeah, maybe he still was confused about the time or something. I don't know.
Okay, so we'll see. We have 38 minutes, so we're going to be having a very, very short conversation. If not, we have to book him again, because in my email I did put Eastern Standard Time, but that's neither here nor there now.
Right.
Yes. So what's the weather doing in Chicago?
Oh, it's actually warmer this week. It's in the mid-30s, like 36. Ooh. And yeah, it was like in the teens last week, so,
yes.
So I'm excited.
Oh, yes. We'll take every little warmth that I can get. And I, Kurt Nugent, who lives in South Florida, he sent something out on Facebook a couple days ago, mentioning that in South Florida, I think it was so cold because he was out walking, and he said, "Oh, I saw some fish belly up in the lake because they froze to death."
Oh, so, my gosh.
Yeah, it's a lot of cold that is going around. I know I was speaking to someone in Atlanta, and they were talking about having fireplace. And I said, "Fireplace in Atlanta?
Right.
How are you doing that?" She said, "Oh, girl, it's cold here." So.
Yeah, I have one brother who lives in Atlanta, and my other brother and I were laughing because he always likes to rub in how warm it is. And, you ought to come on down. This was such and such. I said, "He's been mighty quiet this week."
Yes. He's not rubbing in any warmth.
No, he's not.
this year. So while I still have you on, I know you have the book coming up, Talia.
Yes.
What are some other things we can look forward to you from you in the next maybe 5 years?
Well, the next book that I'm supposed to get back to is Lightbulb Moments. And so I have one very high-level person who's agreed to give me an endorsement, and I'm hoping to get one more endorsement this weekend. So I need to be working on that book some more this week so that I can get that out. That's about how everyday occurrences can give you a deeper life meaning, and how just sometimes you'll just be going about your daily activities and something will strike you and you'll get, it's like God just gave you a deeper revelation through that little everyday experience. So that's what that book's all about.
Yeah, and it's, it's all the lessons learned in life. Everything that happens to us, instead of us looking on it as a failure or a disappointment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we just like sit back and be still and take a couple few deep breaths and say, now, Lord, show me what
right.
is the lesson in here, because I know it's a lesson in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Please show me that lesson.
Right.
You know, and isn't it amazing that the longer we take to learn the lesson, the more the issue sticks around or repeating itself.
That is so true.
You know, I know it's that way with me. So when something happens, I say, you know, let me just be still and learn the lesson.
Exactly. Right. I like to listen to Joyce Meyer. She calls it walking around the mountain. You know, the Israelites were supposed, it was like a 9-day trip or something, and it took them 40
years.
Because they had to keep walking around the mountain because they didn't get it, you know.
And there are still a lot of Israelites now.
Yes.
Because I'll tell you what, my favorite term is to ask people, what does God have to do? Hit you
mm-hmm.
with a 3x4 in your head for you to figure out
what
right. you need to do?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, action.
Right. The Red Sea wasn't open all day. You know, it was a limited time offer. If you don't get across there, you just stay in Egypt. You know?
I love that. It was not open all day. So you got to take it now. Oh,
exactly.
I love that. And, you know, this year is such an amazing year. There's a lot of people, you know, not only spiritual leaders, but a lot of ordinary folks
mm-hmm.
are just feeling amazing energy
right.
around 2010.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're going to be doing a lot of powerful, powerful stuff. I also think that this year is also the year of joint ventures.
Yes. I am so into that right now. I love partnering with people. January 30th and February 5th events, both I'm partnering with other people. We have to work together.
We need to. We need
mm-hmm.
to work together. And especially as women, you know, and maybe I shouldn't be labeling women, but I notice a lot of women are not readily embracing that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, that's one lesson we can learn from men, because the brothers will get together.
Right.
Those that go to the bars, they'll be sitting over a beer and they talk about how they can do stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have to stop looking at each other as competition.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the sisters will be looking, and you have a great hair day today. And the sister get an attitude.
Right.
You know, instead of complimenting you and just embrace everything. So
right.
you're mm-hmm. not my competition.
Right.
You are passionate about purpose coaching and passion coaching. I don't see that as my competition, because you know what? I'll never be able to do Talia, and
right.
Talia will never be able to do Daphne.
Right.
We can enhance each other, but we cannot supplement each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that the entrepreneurs who are listening needs to understand that too. Just don't see people as your competition.
Right.
See everybody as someone who can do added value. You
right.
know, Talia, seeing
mm-hmm.
that you still have your notes with you, because seeing that we are still waiting, we might as well maybe go back
mm-hmm.
to the marketing things that you didn't do. Do you
okay.
want to do that?
Well, let me see. I skipped around. I hit most of the high points, but let me see
yeah.
if there's something
there's
else
something
here that
else you want
mm-hmm.
to go, because instead of us just chit-chatting,
mm-hmm.
there may be other things you can use your time to do that.
Okay. Well, I'll just do a little bit of a review here. And
okay.
The main things, we talked about the four P's, product, price, place, and promotion, as those being the four P's of marketing, and the one that we focus on in this column was mostly promotion, but it's also important to have the right product, set it at the right price, and put it in the right place where your people can, your market can find it. We talked about five questions. Who is your customer? Who is your customer? What do your customers need? Why should they buy it from you? How do you capture the attention of the people that you want to market to? And what is your marketing budget? So we just put a little talk into each one of those, determining who your target market is and why that's so important. It's the you know, instead of fishing in the ocean, you're fishing in a well-stocked pond and not wasting mm-hmm. your time and money on mm-hmm. Marketing that's not going to reach the people who would be the most likely to buy. Mm-hmm. Why should they buy it from you? What is it that you can say confidently that sets you apart from the competition? And it's not price. We don't compete on the basis of price. Well, mine's cheaper, so they should buy mine. It's a quality. What qualities are you bringing, or what service are you bringing that mm-hmm. sets you apart from the competition? We talked mm-hmm. about how do you capture the attention of the people that you're market to? Which tactics are going to make your products more noticeable to the people that you want to sell to? And then we didn't spend much time on budget, but there are a couple ways to determine your budget.
Why don't you go ahead? Because we have 30 mm-hmm. minutes, and he has not called in yet.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't I allow you that time? And I appreciate you for, you know, agreeing to stick around. So why
don't you go
into budget?
Well, you know what? That didn't really have much on budget because it's pretty straightforward. You can either look at what your competitors are doing and try to do something similar, or you can look at your other expenses, kind of top-down marketing. You know, this is what I have to spend overall and what percentage of my budget is going to be marketing. Mm-hmm. But what we didn't spend much time in is talking about a unique selling proposition. I mentioned it.
Yeah,
so
let's
can talk some
that.
More about that. Okay, so, again, everybody knows that you have competitors, and there's going to be a reason why people would want to buy from you versus competitors. So the more competitors you have, the more important it is that you have a unique selling proposition, at least one that sets you apart. People purchase for three basic reasons. It's either to satisfy basic needs, food, clothing, shelter, to solve a problem, you know, the plumbing, auto repair, you know, if the sink is stopped up, the car broke down, solving a problem, or to make themselves feel good, and that's your designer clothing, your vacations, things like that. So determine why it is that people are buying your product. First of all, what category is your product or service in, and then what's going to set you apart for the competition. People always talk about, you know, everybody's favorite radio station, WIIFM, what's in it for me? So you have to let them know
mm-hmm.
what's in it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's focused on, again, not price, but value. What do you have that your competitors don't offer? For example, you know, you're pointing out what the need is and how you can solve it. So, for example, a USB, M&M's, melt in your mouth but not in your hands. That's a USB.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clear product advantage that, you know, people can identify, and it's important. Who wants chocolate all over their hands? So they letting you know up front, this is what our product does. It's going to meet your need. So are you faster, or do you have better customer service? Is your product higher quality? Do you give rewards for referrals? Do you have the best selection of products? Is yours available instantly? Is it always in stock? You know, so basically, are you the Rolls Royce of your industry? You know, what is it that makes people think quality and value? So first of all, those three words, when you think unique selling proposition, first of all, unique. It's accomplishing three things. Unique, it sets you apart from your competition,
mm-hmm.
positioning you as the more logical choice. Selling, it persuades another person to exchange their money for your product or service, and it's a proposition. It's a proposal or an offer that you're suggesting for them to accept. So you've heard the, you know, saying probably differentiate or die. You know,
mm-hmm.
The market is very competitive,
mm-hmm.
so you have to differentiate. You have to be unique. You have to fill a special
mm-hmm.
niche in order to be successful. So one of the harmful mistakes that people make is not positioning themselves as the best choice. So how do you show that yours is the best? Since
mm-hmm.
you can't be all things to all people, you
that's
focus
right.
on that need or the gap that's lacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're a restaurant, you know, what is it that sets you apart? What's your benefit or advantage to the customer? Maybe you have the freshest salmon because you
mm-hmm.
fly it in every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you, you know, so if you have your advantage is you have the freshest salmon, how can you prove it, or what do you attribute it to, the fact that you fly it in every day?
Every day.
So
mm-hmm.
how do your customers perceive this benefit relative to the competition? It's going to taste fresher. It's going to taste
mm-hmm.
better. So that's
mm-hmm.
how you're setting yourself apart.
Mm-hmm.
You're clearly differentiating your business in the eyes of your customer, and you focus your team. If you have employees, you want them to be focused on delivering that USP.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's important for them to have it ingrained in them. Because the ultimate goal
mm-hmm.
of your USP is to have people say, oh, yeah, I've heard of you. You're the company who does whatever, whatever.
Isn't it the same thing, you know, Kleenex?
Mm-hmm.
People don't say they're getting a box of tissue. What
right.
most people say, they're getting Kleenex, and
exactly.
Kleenex is a brand.
Right. Right, exactly. Yes. You're going to Xerox something, you know? Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
So what do you think about, Daphne, when you hear the slogan, fresh hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed?
What they call
Domino's. You know what it is. Domino's. They didn't tell you the pizza was going to be good. They didn't say we got the best tasting pizza. They just said it's going to be hot and you're going to get it in 30 minutes because we know you're hungry, you know?
And I'm not even somebody that buy pizza, but because you see that everywhere you go.
Exactly, exactly. So what's differentiating? They say, we know our pizza's not the best tasting, so what do we do better? We get it to you fast.
When you're hungry, it feels a need.
Right, exactly. Head and Shoulders says you get rid of dandruff. Well, if you have dandruff, you don't care what it smells like or what it looks like. You just want to get rid of it. So that's what they tell you.
Right. And that's what we got to do.
Exactly.
I'm glad we're touching on these points. Because it's truth. It is simple. Mm-hmm. What stands out about us to somebody else when they read about us?
Right. Right, that's and FedEx, amazing. When your package absolutely positively has to get there overnight. They mm-hmm. were the first ones that we get it there for you fast. So, you
that's
pay
right.
for it, but it gets there.
It gets there fast. That's
mm-hmm.
right.
So none of these are using price. Say, hey, we're the cheapest. You should buy us. No. You have to say, this is what we do well, that we know you need this, and we're going to do it for you. And
good.
It's going to be reliable. We're going to do it the same way every time. So
that's
what you want people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'd like for people to do, if they're on the call, they can jot down the steps to figuring out their USP. First of all, they want to think about the biggest benefits of owning their product or service. Why mm-hmm. is it important, and what does it do? What does your business or service do for your customer? You know, mm-hmm. What's the end result that they desire from a product or service like yours? So think about what those benefits are. And then you have to think about how you're unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is gonna make your company be the most logical choice. If it's something they got to have, why do they have to have it from you?
Right.
So, it can be, there's a product that's their slogan, a unique baseball swing that will instantly force you to hit like a pro. There's products that help your golf swing, that help your baseball swing, and that's all they're claiming to do is, like, we're going to teach you how to hit the right way. And people who are into that, that's what they want. So you're
one
not trying
thing.
To market it to everybody else. You are just trying to market those people who want to learn how to hit a ball like a pro.
That's
so
right.
you want to be that focused. You want to think about the next step is an industry pain point or a performance gap. There's something that a need that's going in unfulfilled. I just popped into my head the Snuggie. Remember that product that's out now that everybody is, it made $1 million in a very short period of time because you're sitting on your couch watching TV, you get cold, a blanket's falling off your shoulders. Somebody came up with the idea of the Snuggie that you put your arms through there.
Really?
And it's selling millions. I mean, it's all over the place.
My God.
So, they identified there's a gap here. There's something that people need. They're getting cold when they're sitting on the couch watching TV. And it's something as simple as that. But they figured out that need, and people are buying it.
I saw something in the grocery store the other day, and I said, my God, a lot of people making money off of this.
Mm-hmm.
There is a pullover that you put over the top of the shopping cart where you put the baby.
Right. Oh, wow. Okay.
You know how people used to prop the baby down on the cold metal? Well, now there is something that they are pulling over there and just put I don't know that it's insulated, but it looks padded and soft.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part for the baby legs to protrude, go down.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You still have the comfort of pushing your cart and the baby. I said, look at that.
That is a great idea. That's like a step above. I've seen where they have the sanitizer that you can wipe it down, the cloth, but that's a step above that. That's good.
Yes, yes. Mm. Not only can you sanitize it, but you can keep the baby warm because you know how cold those cots are.
Right.
Put your hand on there and, ooh, you got to pull it away. So can you imagine the little baby?
Right. It's great for that. Protect them from the cold and also some germs of everything else that's been in there.
That's right. And the other thing that people need to do, when you have an idea, don't be walking around telling everybody, because before you know it, people take your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sit with some trusted people. I love to call those people my inner circle.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
let them help you to invent and create your product. Because
mm-hmm.
God gave you that idea for some reason.
Right.
That is what is going to help you to become a millionaire. So don't think about any, oh no, please. It's just a stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
I know this man that has a very good idea. And I used to be his coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he been talking about that idea for years. He still has not done anything with it.
Right.
And I was asking him a few months ago, do you want me to go ahead and work on that idea?
Right.
Because I tell you something, I'm not going to mention what the idea is.
All right.
On global television. But I tell you something, I said, my God, every time something happened to me, that what he has the idea for would solve, I said, man, when is he going to come up with that thing?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, if you have an idea, go for it. Because I joke with people, like when I was in high school, I always liked to bake when I was younger. I had cakes, cookies, and I would bake chocolate chip cookies, and I'd take them to school sometimes. I don't do it anymore. Occasionally I do, but I baked a lot then. I would bake cookies, and I'd take them to school, and my schoolmates just love them. They say, you make the best chocolate chip cookies. You should open a chocolate chip cookie store. And I'd say, yeah, right. Who's going to go to a chocolate chip cookie store? And, of course, a few years later, Mrs. Fields came. You know, it's like, okay, I guess that might not have been a bad idea. So a lot of times we think of things and we don't act on them, you know.
I don't
and somebody
know
else does it.
I don't know if you saw this story a few months ago. I think it was in Costco magazine, I
mm-hmm.
think. There's this attorney. Either there or on the internet someplace I saw it. There was an attorney
mm-hmm.
who gave up his law practice to open a store because a baking shop because he loved to bake.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped the law practice, started the baking, and the thing just took off like wildfire in
mm-hmm.
California.
Right.
Oh.
Wow.
So, doesn't matter. When God gives you a vision and a purpose,
mm-hmm.
you need to do what it is. Because that's why some people are so frustrated in the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, they are praying to wait for... They are praying, when is Friday coming? Because they are already so fed up.
Oh, I used to get depressed on Sunday nights around 8 o'clock. I'd start getting depressed. I gotta
because
go
you know you got to head out.
No. Yes.
Oh.
And it's not a good feeling. That's not a good way to live.
Oh. No, no.
And
I remember
why, mm-hmm.
there's this lady. I have to get you hooked up with her, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Oh, yeah, I know Kathy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
you'll be on her show next month.
Oh, good. You know Kathy's story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was doing well in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
But there was such a big void. And everybody tell her she was crazy to be giving up that well-paid position.
Right.
But she says, now I'm not making half of what I used to make, but I am so satisfied.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I'm so happy.
I know. It's a whole different life when you're doing what you are passionate about. And that's why I tell people, you know, I understand that it takes money to take the assessment, but if you understand what your purpose is and what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to be so much happier. I make way less money than I made in corporate America for now. You know,
that's
but
right.
I believe that'll
no,
change.
But
I'm
progress.
So much happier. I'm so much happier. My time is mine. I schedule it how I want to. If I had a job, I couldn't hang out on the phone with you for 2 hours, Dad.
You would be stealing a call on you. People couldn't even hear you because you would have to whisper.
Exactly.
Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I can't say anything now because the supervisor just came
right.
to your desk. With something, and we have to stop. And mark you, we know not everybody
right, I was gonna say.
Is born to be an entrepreneur.
But at least be in a job that you like.
Exactly. Make sure where you are, you're not just there for the paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm. I've been there, too. I mean, where I was at a job, and I was so bored and frustrated that I'm sitting, you know, it's like, 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was a good paying job. So I'm thinking, I got out my calculator. Okay, how much have I made so far today since I've been sitting here? You know, because I was just that bored. I'm thinking, well, and that's truly, you're just there for the money.
It's like people who pay rental versus owning their own place.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to them sometimes when they share that, what really enthuse them to go out and motivate them to go out and buy a house, they made the mistake of adding up how much they paid for rent over the period since they left their parents'
mm-hmm.
home and started. One lady said, I nearly lose my mind.
Right.
Because so here I am saying, I don't have any money, I don't this. And when I add up all the rents that I have paid since I left home,
mm-hmm.
she says, it's a lot of money.
Could have bought
I
a house.
I had no idea that so much money was channeled through my hand, she said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
A real
yeah.
eye-opener.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I agree.
It's just like, if God give you an idea, just step out in faith. Believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Take the action, and he's going to support you along the way. And we are not here trying to convert you, but we can only tell you what God has done in our lives and how faithful he is to us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so
you know,
true.
Because I'm not about this religion thing. I want you to find the spiritual relationship and just allow God to direct you. But when he directs you, you must follow through.
Right. And
you
that's
cannot that's, be a procrastinator.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. And somebody brought that question up in the, as a Toastmasters, and they were saying, you know, they wanted the question they wanted people to answer was whether you consider yourself to be religious or spiritual. And I said, you know, and some people took one side, some people took the other. And I got up and I said, it's neither. I said, you know, because religion, you think about a whole lot of, like, rituals and things you have to do, and spiritual can be anything. You know, it's just so esoteric. It could be, you know, any kind of religion or any kind of belief, you know. So I said, that's too vague. I said, I believe in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have a relationship with God, and that's
mm-hmm.
that's what's necessary. You don't have to go through the forms and fashions. You don't have to, you know, but he knows who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And just it's about
he
just
knows
sharing.
What he knows what your needs are. Even
exactly.
You utter them.
Exactly.
Yep. So
mm-hmm.
It's amazing we're having this thing. Everything happens for a reason because
mm-hmm.
here we are talking about this now. And I, you know, when I mention about spirituality to people, I say I don't have to get up and beat my gong every day and chant
right.
and all of that. I can lay right in my bed, and I can reach out to my
mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father because
absolutely.
I say, he and I, we are like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we have a relationship.
Right.
And the other thing I have learned to Leah, and it took me a while, and I'm still a work in progress, is that I don't have to keep begging
mm-hmm.
God. When I go to him, I have learned now to start to thank him for the miracles and the blessings
mm-hmm.
and all of that. Because he already knows what I need.
Absolutely.
So I don't have to go back and say, Father God, I want the conference to be a success. He already knows that.
And he what gave I you the idea for it.
Exactly. So what I do know is thank him for all the people that will come there
mm-hmm.
and the benefit and added value that they will leave with,
mm-hmm.
not only to impact their lives, but
mm-hmm.
to impact the lives of their clients,
right.
their associates, and their business partners, and family members.
Right.
So, because he already knows what we want, every speaker that's going to be there, he knows what their needs are.
Right.
And I pray for their continued success and added success, and that they too will be obedient to whatever vision he will pass on to them.
Right.
You know, it's just an amazing thing. Well, we have 11
mm-hmm.
minutes. I want you to go ahead again. Give out your date for your workshop. coming
okay,
up.
Okay, and I was going to say, I just think I agree with you that it's Vision Year because I, you know, Kiela and I launched the Vision Board community and you're doing the Vision Week weekend, and I think that, that really, you know, there's something in the air here. And so...
Can I say something about
mm-hmm.
that? You know when God put it in my spirit about doing the Vision Conference?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I... I jump out my sleep and I said, I ain't got money to do that conference.
Right.
And I pondered a little and I lay back down. And the Holy Spirit said to me, call your associates.
Mm-hmm.
Call your colleagues.
Right.
And partner with them.
Right.
So the first thing when a big thing come in, we always immediately look at our budget and say, we don't.
Right.
And oh no, there's a lot out there because our Father is not in recession.
Mm-mm.
He's generous about what he's doing. And so long as we take action,
mm-hmm.
things will fall into place.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so go ahead and talk.
Okay, so our Vision Board workshop, well, first of all, the Vision Board teleseminar is Sunday, January 24th at 5 p.m. Central, which is 6 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern.
Mm-hmm. And... that's just a 45-minute call, so it's a nice quick before dinner call. And then the Vision Board workshop is January 30th, which is a Saturday here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's interested, we're willing to travel to do them. But if you're in Chicago,
yes.
It's from 2 to 5 p.m. at Songhay Studios, and you can register for either of those. At the teleseminar is free. There is a cost for the Vision Board workshop, but it includes everything. There's free parking. We include all the supplies and handouts. You can go to www.visionboardcommunity.com. That's our temporary blog that we have up now, but it has all the information. You can register for the call or for the workshop. We also have Vision Board Community fan page on Facebook, so I'd love for you to go out to the fan page and join and just share your goals for 2010 and your progress and just find out about what other people are doing and how we can support each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you are listening to my friend and colleague, Mr. Talia Stovall, and my favorite name for her is the Relationship Diva.
All right, and if you want more information, again, about my book and my other workshops, TaliaStovall.com.
Mm-hmm. And I want to remind you that you can visit Eventbrite.com and click on the Vision Conference 2010 and register. We have early registration now up and also a fabulous group rate of $197 per person for the entire conference beginning on the 22nd of April through the 25th. And we're also having a banquet which for the conference attendees is $65. People who are not at the conference can also purchase their tickets for $85 for the banquet. So we are looking for this conference to be a great success. We will have additional information up within the week about vendors. The one thing I can tell you about the vendors and advertisers who will be on site, you will have an opportunity to speak about your business on the radio. And that alone is going to be worth it for you to be a vendor at the conference because not only will it be heard live, that conversation will remain in the archive. And this is a global radio show. So you'll be getting big bang for your buck. So we look forward to having you there and learning more about you and meeting you in person, have photo shoots with you, and see how we can indeed add value to what you are doing. Because that's why we are here. We are entrepreneurs. Unless we help you to advance your business, we are not doing what God has ordained us to do. So we want you to know that we are only a tweet away. We are only a Facebook message away. We are only only an email away. We are only a telephone call away. Utilize us. I want you to visit my website at www.clarkhudson.com, and it is Clark with an E. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. Check me out on Tag. Check me out on YouTube, MySpace, LinkedIn, and all of those wonderful social media. The other thing, we are looking for volunteers who want to volunteer at the conference to just help us do all the things that need to be done there on site. So send me an email at Daphne@ClarkHudson.com or dynamicdaphne@aol.com. I'm excited about the things that is happening this year. I am praying for amazing things to happen in your lives and in the lives of your family. Remember, focus every day to start at least one new relationship. Don't be in a rush, because relationship takes time. Once you forge the relationship, begin to invest in the relationship. Do what you can to add value to that relationship, and you will be amazed by the compensation you will reward from that. I thank you for listening to the Adieu Day Show. I thank my friend Stovall for hanging out with me for 2 hours today. I don't know if you have one last word you want to say. I mean, statement you want to say.
Well, just as always, I just want to encourage people to find that passion that they have, tap into their purpose, and live the life they've imagined. Instead of sitting on the sidelines and waiting for it to happen, make it happen in 2010. And we look forward to seeing you at one of our events and getting to meet you. We look forward to connecting to you. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, so just under my name, Talia Stovall, or my website. If you're interested in getting the Empowered 2 newsletter, you can sign up on the website, or you can email me at Talia@TaliaStovall.com, and I just look forward to meeting and getting to know everyone.
Right. So I'm so excited about that. I want to tell you to continue to follow your destiny. Know that you are created to do amazing things on this universe. Do not settle for mediocrity. Mm-mm. I want you to just go out there and let things happen. I love each and every one of you, and I will follow up with Matthew Sapola, and I will rebook him for a time so that you can listen to what he has to say. I love each and every one of you, and have a blessed week. And remember to visit eventbrite.com so you can sign up for the conference. Talia, I love you, my sister, and I'll be calling you on Skype.
Look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? And the plan.
when I don't have all the pieces together. Because I believe that he's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on in.